It's been one of the Queen's most difficult years to date. 1992 was famously labelled as her annus horribilis. Scandal, marital woes, and tawdry tabloid stories dragged the royal family's reputation through the mire.
It has turned out to be an annus horribilis.
But the past year has seen a sense of history repeating itself. Controversy surrounding her children.
I would say no way back now for Prince Andrew.
Serious family fallouts.
Have you spoken to your brother since the interview?
No, I haven't spoken yet, but I will do.
Damaging accusations against the institution.
There's a conversation with you.
With Harry.
About how dark your baby is going to be?
A global health crisis that consumed Britain.
The Queen is presiding over a nation which couldn't make any sense of what was happening. The fear was profound.
And the death of her husband after 73 years of marriage.
That picture at the funeral where she's sitting there all alone, that was so sad.
After this year of tragedy and controversy, can the royal family be repaired?
It's insidious. Drip, drip, drip.
As the country saw in the new year, there was little cause for celebration.
I think the mood in New Year's Day 2021 was pretty miserable.
By January, a recorded 77,000 people in the UK had lost their lives to the coronavirus pandemic, many of them elderly. Uncertainty lay ahead for Britain and its monarch. Since the start of the pandemic, the Queen had been isolating at Windsor Castle with her husband, Prince Philip. Like the rest of the country, she'd spent the festive period away from her family.
The Queen was acutely aware that they would be accused of abject hypocrisy if they felt that they were above the rules. She leads from the top. You know, if everyone else's Christmas is ruined, so is mine.
Behind palace walls, there were growing concerns for 99-year-old Prince Philip, who'd suffered serious illness in the previous years. In order to keep the Queen and Prince Philip safe, Windsor Castle staff formed a unique bubble.
HMS Bubble was the name that was given to the group of people that self-isolated with the Queen and Prince Philip, and that was a name coined by Tony Johnson-Burt, who's the head of the royal household.
Isolated at Windsor, the Queen had plenty to occupy her thoughts. Not least among them, the growing schisms in the family, which were about to get worse. It had been a year to the day since Harry and Meghan had dramatically announced their intentions to step away from being senior royals.
The announcement by Harry and Meghan that they were withdrawing was obviously an intensely personal family moment for the Queen.
But Harry and Meghan's departure from royal life wasn't all the Queen was dealing with. Behind closed doors, the health of Prince Philip, her rock for so many years, was deteriorating.
Since he retired in 2017, there had been concerns about Prince Philip's health.